This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yeah, he doesn't need a safety pin. He's Dr. Rashid Batar, and he's back with some advanced medicine here. Welcome back, my friend, as we kick off the broadcast week. This is the first time we've gotten to talk since the miracle on Election Day.
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly right. I was following it pretty closely, as I'm sure you were, and it's pretty interesting, all the fallout and the absurdities in the mainstream media and some of the things that have been said. I actually thought about this, and all the conversations that I've had since then have all revolved around this whole thing about the mainstream media and the misinformation that's being propagated, and I couldn't really wait till we got on the radio today so that we could talk about some of these things.
I had a feeling. You know what I did? I went to bed early because I was like, you know, Hillary's going to win. The fix is in, right? I wake up the next morning. I'm like, what planet did I wake up on? I need a safety pin. I can't handle it. I wanted a woman president no matter what kind of criminal she was.
Actually, believe it or not, I had told a couple of my friends and told my wife about 2 weeks before that I thought Trump was going to take it, and I got convinced more and more about that. The reason was really because of reading history. If you read Nostradamus' work, Nostradamus had made a prediction that the two great superpowers would unite against a common foe. And so for those of you that know who Nostradamus was, he made some very interesting predictions, but that was one of his predictions for around the period between 2015 to 2018 would be that the two great superpowers, and that would be Russia and the U.S. So I kind of felt that maybe Nostradamus has been pretty much right on the money. He predicted Hitler and World War II, World War I, the dropping of the towers, the Twin Towers, et cetera, et cetera. So,
You were going back from a whole back years of prognostication to get to that point. So last hour we were talking about the fact that Trump actually met with Andy Wakefield during the election, not that night, but I mean during the cycle. And acknowledge that he knows full well about the danger and the issues around vaccination. He knows about the CDC whistleblower. So this is unprecedented because, you know, the history of Republicans and Democrats on this vaccine issue, they've all been a bunch of wankers.
Well, Robert, it goes actually a lot deeper than that. And I know that when I say this, it's going to jostle your memory, but Ann and Alden, who introduced you and I, 16, 17 years ago,
yes.
As you know, Ann has worked for Trump for many years, and as you know that I treated Ann and Alden's grandson, and so years ago, they had mentioned to me at that point that Trump had seen some of the video footage that they had shot. So he knew about it back then,
yes,
about the Mercury issue. And so anyway, it's all supposed to happen, so it'll be interesting what happens. But Trump has been aware of this vaccine Mercury autism connection for over a decade and a half.
Yeah, a real long time. And, you know, the thing is, nobody can really pin him down on he's not a pure ideologue, but he really loves America. That I don't doubt. And, you know, this is where all the prognosticators are now going, okay, what is he going to do now that he's in? He's in. Is he going to change here? Is he going to change there? But on the places where he knows, because he knows that he knows, he's not swayable. That's the thing I see about this guy. It's like not because of political convenience that he'll suddenly forget that he knows vaccines can be very dangerous.
Well, that's the thing that really is annoying, listening to the media talk about that, you know, he's now going back and swing back on his word about building the wall and about immigration on Muslims. And the bottom line is he long ago said that he was open to amending some of those hardline policies, but what you're trying to say that now the guy's looking, now he's gotten into the presidency and now he's trying to see which is the best way of doing something to, in a balanced way to achieve his end goal. And he isn't, he's not being given the flexibility to actually allow for some of this stuff to happen. One of the things that was amazing to me is that they're blaming Trump for all this violence. Yeah. Explain this to me. If it's Trump supporters that are committing this violence, that doesn't make any sense because they got their candidate in. So obviously it's not the Trump supporters. So then it's the Democrats or it's the opposite, the opposition that's creating this, animosity and creating this, the hate crimes and all these other things that are occurring. And aren't they the ones that were supposed to be the ones that we were concerned about, that they were going to be feeling, they were the ones that were supposed to be the tolerant crowd that was supposed to be
intolerant? No, that's over. I mean, the left is the most intolerant in terms, and I know that's a generalization, but as we see it, as the media portrays it, they have become the most intolerant people on the planet at this point. And, you know, it's a sad, sad irony that they preach tolerance at the same time. If their views are different than theirs, then immediately they bring out terms like racism, sexism, homophobia, all these things. And, you know, Trump certainly is not that, yet they continue to call him that. That's why I try to get to the basics. Like when we talk about a disease or a disease process, we'll go down and talk about it. And, you know, there's not politics involved there. We're just talking about it. Like racism is the inherent belief or the belief in the inherent genetic superiority of one race over another. How many people do you know are genuinely racist as opposed to being prejudicial or bigoted, which is more accurate of a term?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the point. And anybody who really is the former as opposed to the latter, they are. It's usually an inverse correlation with the intelligence coefficient, I would think. Because
yes,
anybody
right.
who tends to think that they're truly superior,
mm-hmm.
By definition, are inferior because they think that they're superior. It's just one of those, I'm not sure.
The dunderheaded quotient. It's the DQ. Yeah, the IQ
yeah.
to the DQ. They get disqualified at that point. And they're also probably heavily constipated. Our first medical story of the day is linking constipation to a risk of kidney disease. Now, I have some ideas of why this may be the case, and I'm sure you do too. One of them might be just auto-intoxication over the years. But what other problems could be played out because the GI tract is not balanced? Kidney disease, certainly that's one of the things that could happen.
Well, when we look at the organs of detoxification, and again, the whole premise behind the head map that we've been using in my clinic now for 17 years that we've now put into an electronic format is to assess the efficiency of those major organs of detoxification, which being the gastrointestinal system, the hepatic system, the liver, the renal system, the kidneys, and then the integumentary system, the skin, which is the largest organ of detoxification. So if you have one organ of elimination that is not eliminating, i.e. the gastrointestinal system because it's constipated, it would follow logic that because there's more toxic buildup, more substances that should be eliminated that are not being eliminated, it's creating a backlog, which then creates a greater burden on the other system. So renal mm-hmm. system would be just one of them. I'm sure the only reason they saw it in the kidneys was because that's all they looked for. But if they looked in the liver or other areas, I bet if they looked at the number of people that had skin issues, skin eruptions, rashes, eczema, whatever you want to call it, they would see that there would be a preponderance of those individuals having those type of problems that were also constipated. So basically, think of an exhaust pipe in a car. You stick a banana in the exhaust pipe like that Eddie Murphy movie, remember?
Yes.
Like the banana in the exhaust pipe and the car couldn't get going. Well, that's basically what happens. You shut down the system.
Mm-hmm.
And the kidneys, the liver, the skin are going to be, there's going to be a greater burden on them when you plug up the gastrointestinal system. Similarly, if you plug up the liver, you're going to have a problem with the gut and the kidneys and the skin. Or you plug up the kidneys, you're going to have more yeah. load on the liver and the gut and the skin, et cetera.
Exactly. I mean, think about that. We've talked about how important the garbage man is to a neighborhood, the same way your colon is to your body. If it's not relinquishing the garbage and getting it out, helping it to get on out, you know, there's going to be interchange with the toxic waste that is sitting there. And eventually that will have impact on the rest of the body. The body will try to sequester it, but it's not going to do it forever, and then you see over time the burden on the other excretory organs and the compensation through the skin, as you said. again, this is stuff we can teach a sixth grader, a fifth grader, probably
exactly.
a fourth grader to understand.
You're exactly right. You remember the joke. I think, talked about this joke on the online before or on the radio show before, where all the organs got in an argument, and they were all arguing who was the most important, and the heart thing, he's the most important, the brain thing, you know, he's the most important, and they're arguing back and forth. And finally, you hear a little sound in the background, and it's the anus saying that I'm the most important. And all the other organs say, what, you're the most important? They all start laughing. Say, yeah, sure, you're the most important. So he gets really frustrated, and he just clamps down and squints his eyes and gets constipated, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, wait a second, you are the most important.
Right, so, please, get back to work. Exactly. And that's why we make poop jokes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this is the way you learn.
Well, Robert, you did hear about the new study. Are we going to cover the new study, the one that the gastroenterology study that came out?
Which one was that? Is that in the list that Superdon sent us?
I'm not sure. It's the one that said that 9 out of 10 constipated patients just don't give a crap.
Thank you for saying it properly. I was like, hold my breath. Don't hit the dump button. And of course, that would be appropriate.
I was about to say the SH, you know, but as a question, I know that could get me beat, so I won't.
Well, that's why, Super Don, we do call it the dump button for a reason. When Dr. look out.
I think Super Don just got the joke.
Yes, right. Well, okay. I know.
I was in the bathroom. Sorry.
Well, we were going sixth grade, but now we're down to fifth and fourth grade. And yes, Super Don is not constipated any longer.
He was in the bathroom doing his business. That's why.
Right.
Being efficient.
Briefly, Dr. Bitar, we're about a minute before break, but I remember years ago when we first started talking about, like, kidney issues, and you would always bring up that cadmium seemed to play a larger role than anything in kidney health. Is that still a perspective that you hold?
Well, the thing is that when you talk about high blood pressure, cadmium is the most common reason for high blood pressure, yet in the mainstream medical text, like Cecil's textbook of internal medicine, hypertension is idiopathic hypertension. So it's really cadmium. And a lot of the ACE inhibitor drugs, they're affecting the renin-angiotensin. You know, these are the hormones that are released by the kidneys that regulate blood pressure, and cadmium actually affects that. So I think cadmium has a big role in blood pressure that happens to be coming from the kidney source as opposed to, say, the vascular source.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, remember,
cadmium also,
folks,
of course, affects the lung parenchyma too. So there's a lot of problems. Cadmium toxicity is like the third most significant when you look behind lead and mercury.
Well, isn't it interesting? You mentioned kidney and then lung, and you go back to Chinese medicine 5,000 plus years ago, and they saw a link between kidney function and lung function. Very clear. Who knows? Cadmium may have played a role way back then. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Advanced medicine version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you ever miss a particular episode, you can easily also find it at medicalrewind.com. Medicalrewind.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We mentioned last week here on Advanced Medicine with Dr. Vitar that there's an upcoming webinar that we wanted you to participate in. It's coming up this Thursday, the 17th of November. And if you haven't already secured your space, I'm going to ask Dr. Vitar if there's space left, because I know it was an overwhelming response. But you go to AskDrVitar.com. AskDrVitar.com. It'll get you right there. Is there room enough for more folks that didn't hear about it the first time?
Well, we only sent out one email, and we've got over 1,300 people that have registered, and there's only 1,000 spots. But, you know, a lot of times people either can't make it or they forget or whatever. So the advantage, though, of going ahead and registering still is that all the people that are registered will still get the link for the webinar after we play it, and it'll be available for like a week. So even if you can't make it, or if you haven't registered, or you don't think you're going to get a spot, still register, because there's still a benefit. Now, we're going to make a very special offer, very similar to the Truth About Cancer conference when we talked about that little tool that we're going to have for people in the refrigerator. Robert, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so we're going to have the same type of thing. So for all the people that will be actually on the live webinar, they'll get that special little bonus thing. But for everybody, even if you haven't registered or you think you may not be able to actually attend, still go and register, because you'll get a link. Only the people that are registered before the webinar will get the link to actually watch the webinar afterwards.
Okay. AskDrVitar.com. Go there. We'll add that into the show notes if it's not already there at RobertScottBell.com. Now, we were talking a little bit about the blood pressure issue. We talked about kidneys, constipation, etc. There's an article here that says blood pressure and cholesterol drugs fail to slow cognitive decline. Now, I'm sure you're surprised by this, Dr. Vitar, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is like one of those type of things that you have to, you know, listen to it again. Like, what? What are they saying? And it's really an absurdity to make that type of comment, because, I mean, first of all, what's blood pressure and cholesterol drugs got to do with cognitive decline. And obviously, you know, when you start looking at it from that perspective, why should you be concerned about those particular drugs associated with the cognitive decline? The bottom line is that taking any drug is going to contribute to cognitive decline. And so when they say it fails to stop cognitive decline, that would be a moment of duh to me, because of course it's going to fail to stop the decline, because anytime you impair any system in the body, you stick a drug in there that's going to prevent the metabolic processes from going forward, you are going to impede the system from working, which is going to be contributing to any problem, including cognitive decline. So
yeah.
It's not going to fail to decrease the rate of cognitive decline. It's only going to accelerate it.
Yeah, we've covered stories how there may be purposes for somewhat elevated blood pressure in the elderly due to vascular changes and things. But on the issue of cholesterol, the whole idea of reducing cholesterol that would help your brain and nervous system in any way is just absolutely absurd. But again, there's a cognitive dissonance within the medical community on this issue. They don't seem to read the literature.
That's exactly right, Robert, because the brain is made up of fat and lipids, and cholesterol in itself is the most vital component of all cell membranes. Without cholesterol, we wouldn't have any sex hormones. We would be all organic heaps of mush, because we would have no integrity within our cell walls, within our cell membranes.
Mm-hmm.
I said cell walls like we were plants there for a second, but you know.
Trump's going to build a cell wall for you now.
I'm okay with that. You know what? Because the way I look at it, he's trying to protect the country.
Yes.
And I personally am in agreement with that. And I think anybody that's here legitimately would not have a problem with that. Because here's the thing, not to jump off the topic that we started there and not to take your bait, because you just cast that little fishing rod out there with a little bait and I'm taking a hook, line, and sinker. But, you know, the thing is that anybody who's here legitimately is not going to argue with it. And people will say, well, what about the other people? Well, here's the thing. By their mere existence and being here illegally, they're undermining the entire process, the rule of law, the regulations that were set up. Then if you're going to ignore that law, then what's the purpose of having any laws? What's the purpose of having any regulations? So to accommodate people for doing the wrong thing, you're rewarding undesired behavior as far as I'm concerned. So,
well, this is the Angelina Jolie school of protecting your borders, right? You know, you've got a DNA attribute that says you're going to get heart disease. Angelina Jolie says, hey, take out my heart so I won't have a heart attack. I mean, I know I'm picking on her because she, listen, the idea is there's not a lot of thought happening. There's so much dissonance on this front, so much emotionalism and thinking, oh, it must be racism. You hate Mexicans. It's like, no, he doesn't hate Mexicans. He's about this country. If you're from the United States, if you're from Great Britain, we had a lot of listeners in the UK. You should be for UK. That was what Brexit was about. We don't want unelected bureaucrats in Brussels telling us what to do. There's nothing racist about that. All right. Well, if I have to explain
totally
that,
agree.
Yeah. And if you need more explaining, we'll have to do it after the show. But for now, we got more and a big question of the day about an 11-year-old boy with a lot of strange symptoms. We'll see if Dr. Bitar has an idea about what may be the best thing to do.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettier, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if you miss anything and you can't wait, GCN puts up the archives almost immediately, our syndicator, and then you can go to medicalrewind.com to get the Dr. Bitar-inspired advanced medicine episodes, hundreds of hours available for you. And, of course, robertscottbell.com. And we mentioned AskDrBitar.com tonight, because if you'd like to sign up for the upcoming webinar and all the things that may be happening because of that, go there now. Okay, now we go to you, the listener. You send in your questions, your comments. Sometimes you call when we're live. Sometimes you leave a message when we're on the air. And sometimes you leave it at the website at robertscottbell.com.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question, just in the nick of time, Dr. Bitar is here to answer Devon. Devon says, my son has been experiencing these symptoms ever since he had bronchitis. 11 years old, fatigue, stiff right arm, chest pains, back pain, neck pain. One of the cuts on his, I don't know where the cut is, isn't healing. He has no appetite in the morning or in the afternoon, but has an appetite for dinner. He has headaches. Sometimes he's dizzy and a swollen lymph node that is going down. Now, Dr. Bitar, I kind of sense where you might go with this. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, an 11-year-old kid, and obviously Devon's very concerned and probably thinking about the worst. You know, that when you look at these things, that all these crazy things come to mind, but maybe there's some concern that somebody needs to take a look at this.
Yeah, I think, Robert, you're absolutely right. And you and I have talked about this. I know that you and I are exactly in the same sheet of music with this, that when it comes to acute medicine, there are certain things that, you know, we have really, really, as a society, advanced when it comes to the trauma and acute care. But when it comes to chronic palliative type of things, we are very, very barbaric. And that's really what our audience, that's what, when we're talking to people, that's really what our audience is. We're not trying to say that Robert and I have all the answers for acute medicine. This is a perfect example. This is an acute situation. And there's certain things that, you know, the ER doc, trauma doc in me, my head kicks in, my thought process. You have to have a high index of suspicion. So when you hear somebody that's having fatigue, back pain, neck pain, lymph nodes that are swollen up, headaches, you know, probably some associated photophobia. I mean, the first thing I'm thinking is a meningococcemia, and that's something, you know, emergent. I mean, in 36, 48 hours, a person can be dead. Now, I have no idea how long this is going on, but you really need to go see a physician and have some basic blood work done. This is not the type of question that should be submitted to us on the radio thing asking these kind of questions. I mean, don't get me wrong, we take this as a compliment that you trust us that much, but this is something that, this is why doctors are there, and this is what they should be used for, that you need to make sure the child doesn't have something major going on, because this is not normal for an 11-year-old. And some of these things could be, you know, you've only got a short window of opportunity to deal with them, and if you don't, you're going to have a catastrophic potential outcome, which nobody wants, obviously.
Right. Now, she said that a lot of these symptoms have been experienced since he had bronchitis a couple of months ago. And, you know, a lot of times as we talk about the lung compensation scenario where you've had an acute infection of some kind and it goes chronic into the lungs, that tells me there is liver kidney congestion. You know, and again, here, this is not me saying, oh, only go see a homeopath, right? Because this could be very serious that you need an intervention to get out of a crisis and then move back toward that, you know, clean the body, detox the body, give the body what it needs. But when you're talking about the right arm, the right side is the side of the liver, you know, it would indicate some of the things like not having an appetite in the morning or afternoon. These are indicative of some things, but there are enough serious issues surrounding this to say, you know what, that's where you do want to get some kind of intervention to be sure there's not an immediate crisis that could be life-threatening.
Exactly. That's the key, to make sure there's nothing immediate going on, because if there's something chronic going on, then, you know, you've got the luxury of time. But if something acute going on, you don't have the luxury of time. And that's exactly the point, Robert.
Yeah, and she, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, he or she, I don't know Devon is man or woman, because we get a lot of strange names. And I don't mean your name is strange, Devon, but we don't know necessarily if it's
man. It's not normal like Rashid, yeah. Guitar, right?
Like Rashid, yeah, like who knows how to even pronounce your name. Also pointing, she's like, I looked it up, and it could be pointing to leukemia. I mean, I don't know if it's leukemia or not, but I mean, obviously, you know, this is the kind of thing you want to get some work done to say, all right, we can rule some things out so you don't have to think worst-case scenario if it isn't indeed that.
But even if it's leukemia, Robert, you've still got some time. But if it's like something like meningococcemia, you don't have any time. I mean, you've got 48 hours. And, again, I don't know, maybe this has been going on for weeks or months, but, you know, this bronchitis and now starting to get these kind of symptoms, a lot of times these type of infections, they start from an initial symptom or initial infection that was subclinical in nature during presentation, or it was only partially treated because the antibiotic what they used or whatever they used didn't sufficiently clean up the problem, and so it lingers and then causes a secondary infection, and that's how it seeds. So these are, you know, we don't know enough history over here, but it's, even if it's leukemia, which is obviously nobody, you know, wants their child to have leukemia, but even then you've got some time, but you don't have time with something like meningococcemia.
Right.
So the point is, again, you really need to take your child in and have a physician evaluate them. And maybe if they check the white count and there's no raging white count and there's no other thing going on, and, you know, maybe he has an amazing ability to compensate. And I've seen this. I mean, I'm not giving you a textbook answer. I was the first doctor in like 30-some years in the state of North Carolina that picked up a case of meningococcemia, and the child had come in twice in the 24 hours before to the emergency room, and both doctors had sent him home with this thing that was a bacterial infection. And when he, of course, when he came back the third time within that 24-hour period, you know, that was an index in my head, too. But then he had the classic signs and symptoms, and we had to medevac him out. And he, literally, I mean, he had hours left to live if they hadn't taken care of him as fast as we were able to take care of him. But we had to get him to the center from to the Carolinas Medical Center, which was like an hour and a half, 2 hours away. But the point is, again,
I was going to bring that point up too. That sometimes you hear these stories, and I've heard them, and you too. That you go in, you know, you dutifully go in as a parent to say, okay, I'm not a big fan of modern medicine, but at this point, I think it's appropriate. Let's get an intervention. And then they say, we can't find anything, right? Have you heard this?
Right.
And you go to the neck, we can't find anything. And it's like, do you give up or do you keep pushing forward? You're the parent. You know, those are those times, too, when it's easy to panic and you find a time to get quiet and pray and meditate or something to open up, you know, the guidance that's probably screaming to say, this is what's happening here. And it may, in the end, not be as critical, but there are times where there are lives that are saved because you listened to that still, quiet voice that was whispering from above and beyond, from the Creator, saying, this is where you need to go.
Robert, that is such an important point. I'm so glad you made it. And another, to add on to that, another point that I think is important is when you pray for that guidance, or you ask for that guidance, also ask for the guidance for the provider that's seeing your child or seeing your family member or seeing yourself. Ask for guidance that they may be enlightened to help you the best possible way. Because I'm telling you, that's one of the most important things you can do for the provider who's taking care of you. I ask my patients routinely to pray that give me insight and give me wisdom to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can for them. And it's not that, you know, a doctor may have all the well intentions and all the knowledge, but sometimes it's just that movement into a certain direction, and you don't know what made you move, but Spirit made you move into that way, into that direction, and that's what makes the difference. So, you know, that point that you just made is really good. I can't overstress that.
Yeah, well, you could be the most awesome mechanic in the world, right? And you know everything about the mechanics of a car, yet, you know, Spirit's trying to tell you there's something you're missing. And you're just so obstinate because you know the car that you don't listen to the intuitive nudges, per se. And we've said this before. This is where modern medicine has gone wrong in terms of its system, systematically beating out that concept of God and Spirit and intuition.
Yeah, Robert, this is a point that is so well made by a movie I just saw yesterday called Doctor Strange. It's a Marvel character. Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that yet. Doctor Strange, that's right.
You got to watch it, Robert. I thought it was one of the best Marvel movies because it brings up this very point we just talked about, because he's an incredible doctor and he gets injured and how his resistance and what he learns, it's all about, you know, it's talking about supernatural and it's talking about good and evil, but it's talking about there's so many things that we don't understand, and it's the power of belief and what the power to heal. In fact, they talk about that. The power to heal is within. I mean,
wow. You're
going to love the movie. I'm serious. I love the movie. There were things things before they'd been said in the movie to my wife, and my wife's like, looking at me, and I was like, this is what they're going to say. And it was like somebody had been listening to our radio show that made that movie.
I was just thinking, maybe Superdon, can you contact Marvel and get some of the receipts for us if they've been listening to us and putting a script together?
But they did a good job. Robert, how much time do we have? Because there's a really interesting story I can bring about this thing with a child as an example. But I don't know how much time we have.
Yeah, we got just under 3 minutes. We're good.
Okay, so this is not about a child, but it's about an adult. Just recently this happened. A guy, really nice guy, is an electrician. He has one leg. So I actually happened to ask him, you know, how did you lose your leg? And he says, well, I ended up having necrotizing fasciitis, and that's how I lost my leg. So I thought, wow, you know, it's amazing that you survived that, because necrotizing fasciitis, I mean, it's like 24, 36 hours, a person's dead. You can literally see the infection spreading, and the only way to save a person like that is by surgical debridement. You can't, and no antibiotics or no natural therapies or anything will do. I mean, you can watch the infection spreading that fast, so you have to basically amputate. So that's the standard, you know, first a fasciotomy or surgical debridement, and then eventually amputation. That's the only way to save somebody like that. So after I got to know this person, I happened to ask him a little bit more about his history, what happened. Well, I come to find out that necrotizing fasciitis was actually not that, because he explained to me the symptoms. I asked him what happened, and he said, well, I dropped some weight on my feet. So I said, well, then you must have got an infection, cut your foot, toe or something. He said, no, nothing happened. And then he told me that he went to the hospital three different times with his wife, over a five-day period, and they kept on sending him home. Now, here's the problem. With necrotizing fasciitis, 24, 36 hours max, you're dead. So if this went over 5 days, that couldn't be necrotizing fasciitis. And so then he tells me that he dropped the weights on his foot, and there was no break in skin. And I realized he had what they call a compartment syndrome, because there's internal pressure that builds up that causes compression, what we call mass effect, on the nerves and the blood vessels. And because of the soft tissue swelling, it prevents the blood vessels from being able to deliver blood to the
Wow.
And it causes essentially like a gangrene to set in because there's lack of blood flow, and Holy that causes God. Tissue death. And that's really what had happened with him. And they misdiagnosed him. And then to save their own butts, the doctors, they said, oh, necrotizing fasciitis, we've got to take his leg.
Gosh.
The reason
yeah.
they take his leg was because they ended up not, they weren't competent. So
wow.
this type of point, you know, this was somebody, now the wife finally screamed at them and said, you're going to do something about my husband and you know, save his life, because he could have then gotten septicemia and died from, you know, from any number of complications. But the reason I brought this point in home is because what Robert said originally, that you have to be the parent and push, ask, you know, ask for guidance and, mm-hmm. and take your child, and whether it's a child or your loved one, your parents, whoever it is, ask for guidance, but don't hesitate and hold back. Once you know you've got time, then you've got the luxury.
Yeah, exactly. Beautifully said, Dr. Bitar. We've got one more segment here on Advanced Medicine. We're going to talk about why teens are getting more depressed in America. What the heck is going on? What have they lost?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Warning, warning. The next story is a drug commercial parading as the news. Headline reads, depression becoming more common among U.S. teens. And it basically says, we're worried because there are many young adults with untreated depression. Untreated. Which means what? You get to talk to them about what's ailing them, what's bothering them? No, you get to drug them. If that weren't bad enough, post-election, the colleges and universities of America, which I will not send my kids to based on what I'm reading about here, tolerant educators exiled Trump voters from campus, according to Glenn Reynolds on USA Today. They've created safe spaces at many universities so they can play with Play-Doh, get coloring books, happy puppy play, and psychological counseling because their gal did not win.
It's unbelievable. You know, I love this article. The reason it really, really hit home for me, and I got to read this one paragraph. It says, the response to the shock has been to turn campuses into kindergartens. The University of Michigan Law School announced a post-election self-care event with food and play, including coloring sheets, Play-Doh, positive card making, Legos, and bubbles with your fellow law students. Embarrassed by the attention, University of Michigan Law scrubbed the announcement from its website, perhaps concerned that people would wonder if its graduates would require Legos and bubbles in the event of stressful litigation. And that is beautiful, because that's exactly the point.
We got to talk to your brother, because even Stanford was on the list with psychological counseling available to those with uncertainty, anger, angst, and fear following the election.
Yeah. I mean, the point that this writer makes, this person by the name of
Glenn Reynolds.
Reynolds, yeah, it's such a valid point, and that is that the very thing that these universities are supposed to be promoting, which is tolerance and openness and allowing people to be able to voice their opinions without having any concern for ramifications. By having these type of things set up, that's exactly what they're doing. They're telling people that if you're a Trump voter, that you are a bad person, that you are an antagonist, that you're a bigot, that you're whatever. And it's completely contradictory to what supposedly the premise of these universities is.
Yeah. Well, we can't talk about stuff because we might become offended. And if we're offended, our feelings might be hurt. We just don't know how to cope. We need some Play-Doh. Bring in the Play-Doh, Super Don.
I like the bubbles. That sounds
you like the
fun.
Bubbles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to sit here and envision a law student. I mean, you think of a law student, one of these prestigious schools, they're going to be a lawyer, you know, district attorney, prosecuting attorney. playing with Play-Doh and blowing bubbles.
That's right. Exactly. U of M.
I got to read this.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Robert, go ahead. I was going to read this one paragraph towards the conclusion. When you treat an election, and this is the same article, when you treat an election in which the wrong candidate, in quotes, wrong candidate wins as a traumatic event on par with the 9/11 attacks, calling for counseling and safe spaces, you're implicitly saying that everyone who supported that, quote, wrong candidate is, well, unsafe. Despite the talk about diversity and inclusion, this is really sending the signal that people who supported Trump, and Trump carried the state of Michigan, by the way, so there are probably quite a few Trump supporters on Michigan's campus, mm-hmm. that they aren't really included in acceptable campus culture. It is not promoting diversity. It's enforcing uniformity. It's not promoting inclusion. It's practicing exclusion. And though it pretends to be about nurturing, it's actually about being mean to those who don't fall in the nurtured class. He goes on to say, Shisolo says he wants, this is the president of the University of Michigan, he wants the University of Michigan to be a welcoming place for all members of society, but how welcome can students who back Trump feel in the wake of this performance?
You know what they should do to make all those university students feel safe? They do these condom giveaways, but what we need are large body size condoms for men and women. And all the people that don't feel safe, unsafe, they'll be safe. You wrap them in these big body, they'll roll around campus, but nothing can touch them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, they actually, in this article, it goes on to say that there's a YouTube rant by Jonathan Pye that points out this sort of fear and what they call othering mm-hmm. of political opponents. And Pye's right to tell people that they should engage in discussion rather than the dismissal of people they disagree with, and colleges and universities should listen to him. I mean, I think that's a very good point that, you know, we need to be inclusive, not exclusive.
And we promise if you call us up and disagree with us, we won't need to play with Play-Doh. Or bubbles. Unless we want to, because it's fun, right? And puppies. And kitty cats. Puppies. All right, folks. Another great Advanced Medicine Monday in the record books. Thank you, Dr. Batar. Thank you, Super Don. Thanks to Kent Hepken Lively. Thank you as well to Captain Morgan. And now it's time to tell you what you need to know before we go. Go ahead.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.